We are learning Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, continuing different halachas of in which ways in the mitzvahs Nashim are different than men. Hasmichois is most kabbonis. You put your head, you press your hands down on the head of the behemoth, and you say vidui. And that's called smich on a carbon. Hasmichois vatenufois, that's when you wave the carbon. Vahagashois, that's by a mincha, you bring it close to the corner of the mizbeach. Vahakmitzois, that is, we take a handful, it's really a fistful of flour of a mincha, and you makrev that. That's called maisa kmitza, starts off the mincha. Vahaktarois, and bringing up things on the mizbeach. Vahamalikois, and being moilik, that's you shecht, or you cut, you kill the oif. Burakayin with his nail, with his fingernail. And that's called Malika. Vakabalois, that's Makabal the Dam, Vazois, spritzing the Dam. All these things, Noyeg, Ba'anoshim, Dafka Men, Veloy Benoshim. So we have Smicha, Tnufa, Hagosha, and Kmitzois, those both of those by Mincha. Vaktorois, Maknamazbech, Malika is by Oif. Kabalois is Makabal Dam, catching the Dam. Vahazois, and spritzing the Dam, we'll see what that means. This is Noyeg, Dafka by men, not by ladies. And the Gemara will make mute them for that. The exception to the rule is mincha soita of a nezira shem anifais. The exception is that a mincha of a soita or a mincha of a nezira, where she will do tenufa on those kabbanas, and we'll see that there, because they're kabbanas, therefore they will have the halacha to do tenufa on those kabbanas. Because they're the bailim, because tenufa is in the bailim, they are the bailim of the carbon. More later on, we'll learn out that a bailim does tenufa, and they are the bailim, therefore they'll do tenufa.
What does that mean?
Huh?
So that's
good for the miyut. That's good for the miyut. But we'll see the Gemara. Smichos. How do you know smichos? The chesiv it says in the Gemara. So smichos. First one. The chesiv says in the pasuk. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, and then says later on that parasha v'samach. And we darshim b'nei Yisrael soimchim ve'im b'nei Yisrael soimchos. B'nei Yisrael do smicha, not the B'nei Yisrael. There's actually a machlekes in the Gemara, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Ervin, if a lady is allowed to do smicha. A lady cannot do smicha. Why not? Because a lot of times she could do a mitzvah, she's potter, but here not, because you're mishtamish b'kachim. You're pushing down on the kachim, it's a problem. So it could be the us do smicha. Gar Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says it's about ha'isif, ayin shalom balak upon him. In any case, that here ladies are potter, it's B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, ladies are potter and smicha. Trufa is the chesiv darbel b'nei Yisrael v'heinif b'nei Yisrael v'nifim b'nei Yisrael v'nifim dafka the men do tenufa because it says b'nei Yisrael and not ladies don't do tenufa.
How do you hold
bonim
means children and
b'nei
means sons?
B'nei Yisrael definitely means sons and bonim also usually can make a diak also. He doesn't argue on that. It just says that they're using something else. But no one argues that bonim usually means sons. You have to have a different drasha for it. Here, Dabra B'nei Yisrael definitely means sons. Yeah, this is the whole makar for Kahanim also, that by Tumah. It says Dabra Emel Kahanim B'nei Aharon. B'nei Aharon, yeah, it's Pashat. By Goshois, the Chsiv is Zois Torres HaMincha, Hakev Oysa B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon V'le B'nei Aharon. And the, Rabbi Yisrael was a bit of warning, if you look at Taitim Masal HaSmichois, it says Asmichois Vaturus Agoshois, Zog Toysvis. Nira de Magoshois Veilich Mari Bekahanim, Vosukra Gemara Lamute Kahenois. Of Asmichois Vaturus Arabi Yisrael. Which means that there's no Havamina that a Yisrael, a lady Yisrael, could do Malika, because a man Yisrael can't do Malika. So it's a Havamina thing. Terry says, Vosukra Kahenois. Talking about a daughter of Kahanim. That's the Havamina. That was bothering you, that's Terry said. So Agoshois says, B'nei Aharon, lo'i B'nei Aharon. K'mitzos, t'chsiv, v'aviyah, B'nei Aharon, v'komas B'nei Aharon, lo'i B'nei Aharon, not B'nei Aharon, same thing. Haktarois, t'chsiv, k'tiru ois, B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon, lo'i B'nei Aharon. Hamalikois, t'chsiv, molak v'hikter, iskish malika l'aktar, we have a hekish malika to the aktar. If not, we'd have a havamina that the kahanas could do it. Hakabala, t'chsiv, k'rivu B'nei Aharon, v'amamar, v'krivu zu kabalas damen. It says, B'nei Aharon, so B'nei Aharon, lo'i B'nei Aharon. Vazois. It says in the Mishnah, on top of the Aflam Vavon Beis, says the Mishnah Vazois that Hazah is Dafka with B'nei Aharon, Beloy benoisar. That's what it says. But when, what's it, we don't know exactly what the chiddush is or the drasha is yet. But Hazoy says our mishnah is dafka the men and not the women. Hazah daecha. What are we referring to exactly? Which hazah? Either para. If it's to where the para aduma, it's more than just ladies can do it. Only a loza could do it. A loza ksivba. It has to be dafka a loza. It has to be dafka the skan. Even shar kahanim apostle. So of course nashim. Either pnim. If it means hazah is the pnim, we realize there's something called zrika and hazah. Hazah is not zrika. Hazah is special things. So what's hazah? Me paraduma. Another case of hazah is hazah and the pareches. That also cannot be done by anyone. It has to be done daf kain mashiach sibba. It says daf kain mashiach. For example, by par kain mashiach or par am davish otzib. It says in the pasuk. By par kain mashiach, it says lokach kain mashiach madam par behavior yisrael umayid. It says par am davish otzib also behavior kain mashiach madam par. And we know by Kain God also in the Yom Kippur also. It's daf kain mashiach. So what if they might not sin for? Elo hazah de ben oif. We're talking about the hazah of a ben oif, the hazah of a chatas oif. Chatas oif, what you do is, you do malika, and then you take the oif, and you spritz it onto the dam, it says in the pasuk, v'hizim v'dam hachatas on the side of Mizbeach. That's what it says in the pasuk. V'hizim v'dam hachatas akira Mizbeach. V'nishim v'dam yimotza asura Mizbeach. So maybe we're talking about that. And the Mara says, taka, how do you know taka ladies can't do that? That's the kavachayim, a ben tzayin. It's a kavachayim from a animal. Ma ben tzayin shloi kavala karen shkutasai, madach a regular behema, the shechita kavidama de zar. Doesn't need dafka kayin. Still, kavala kayin laza asai, still it says in the pasuk, v'zarku b'nei haren, that only the b'nei haren do zrika, and not b'nei saharoin. Ben oif shekayin lo kayin mele kasai, ain't a din shiikva lo kayin laza asai. So the kavachayim is, of course, a oif that needs dafka, a kohen for malika, a zar, a non-kohen cannot do malika. So for sure, the hazar has to be dafka, ayidei, a man, a kohen, not a kohenes, because the kavachayim ben tzayin. Ben tzayin, which is more cool, they extol to zarku b'nei aharoin. So for sure, malika, which has to be done dafka, a oif, which needs dafka malika, but with the kohen, not with a zar. So of course, the hazar is dafka with ben kohen and not benois kohen, not a kohenes. So to Maravite, it said in the Mishnah exception to the rule. Chutz mincha soita v'nezira. That mincha soita v'nezira, the isha will do tnufa. Omalei, even though she usually does tnufa, because it says bnei haroin v'loi bnei saharoin. It says bnei yisrael v'loi bnei yisrael. That's what it says. Bnei yisrael v'loi bnei yisrael. But here, it's an exception. And the reason is because they're bialim, like we'll see momentarily. Omalei rabbi Eliezer, l'rabbi Yeshua d'orei. Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshia of his dog. Like Rashi explains, there were two Rabbi Yeshias. There was the older Rabbi Yeshia and the younger one. Now, Rabbi Elazar was still alive. Rabbi Yeshia was still alive, the older one, in the days of Rabbi Elazar. So here we're trying to specify, Rabbi Elazar is talking about the one that was his colleague and not the older one. Only Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshia, the Dari. Lord Tesev HaKarev, don't sit down on your knees, don't sit down yet. Ad amrit li lahosh shmeitza. Until you explain me this Indian. Menayil amicha soito shetun atzufa. How do you know amicha sin is tufa? Right, come on, with all, and how do you know? But gufa ksiv. It says pasuk v'heinif es amicha. It says refers to parasha soito. V'lokach koyim yada isha es amicha sakanoyis. V'heinif es amicha v'nei Hashem v'ikvar yisom asbech. It says refers you do tufa. El tufa v'bailim with all. I want to know how you know the tufa v'bailim. Asiya yad yad mishlam. Ksiv hocha v'lokach koyim yada isha. Here it says, it says by Saita. V'chsiv hasam, it says by a regular shlomim, yodov tivi ena es isha Hashem es achelev ala chaza, yivienu es achaza hona for isha nubalei Hashem. They were talking about the Bailim. They were talking about the Bailim, so we learn out, as yad yad mishlom, v'chsiv hachav lakam yad isha v'chsasam yod v'nei makan, kayin af lalan kayin. First of all, here's just like with Saita is a kayin, the os is a kayin. Ma'al alam by shlom is a bailam, I've kind of bailam. Okay, it's that. So what is it? A koyim or bailam? Okay, it's that. They both do it. Koyim machras yodit tachas yara bailam. Umeinif. The koyim puts his hands under the hands of the bailam and does tenufa. Now, I, Tosfos has a kasha, I, it's a chatzitza. L'chayra, if they're both doing tenufa together, it's a chatzitza. So one of Tosfos' truths tomorrow is, first says maybe it's not a chatzitza because there's a kasha. But none of how Tosfos has is that they both hold it in different parts of it. What, the coin holds this, the bottom, and the bottom holds the top of it, different parts of the keli. And Tosfos doesn't speak this out, but Fizah answers another kasha, how is the coin allowed to touch the Isha's hands? So Fizeh, it's for Amford, that the reason why you can touch the hands is because they're not touching the same thing, they're touching different parts of the same keli. So where it says, Eshchan Soita, we find here Soita, there's a din of there's din of Bailam and the Kayin, Nazir Menalon. It says, Asya kaf kaf mesaita. Zir shav kaf kaf mesaita. The pasuk says, Venosa al kape hanazir. And the other pasuk says, Venosa al kapeha. This is the pasuk by soita. We learn a kaf kaf, just like here, it's a din of bailim and the kayan together. The same thing by nazir is a din of bailim and the kayan together to do the trufa. And therefore, that's what we know, that Nashim do Trufa. Why? Because they're in the Bailim. And the Nashim are the Bailim of those Kabanas, and therefore it's Pashit, they do Tanufa. Now, we had here in the Sugya here, a whole Sugya, if Nashim could do the Avoidas. Again, back to Yosef's Kasha, how could the ladies do Avoida? So maybe he meant to ask this Kasha. Tyson's Kasha is, Lachari, you're Mechusav Agadim. You ain't Mechusav Agadim. They expect the top Tyson's here. It really belongs on the Mishnah. I'm talking about, Hepel, the whole Hani, ain't them Kseris Benashim, you're Mechusav Agadim. It says, I feel like a hanim, if you don't have a begadim, it's possible. Tyson says, two terutzim. Either, so Lashim is a begadim, they made the water begadim. Another Tari says, if it didn't have a tzivui on Begdei Kuna, it's not called Mechusrei Begadim. It's not called Mechusrei Begadim. Akaponim, that's the Tosfos, listen to the latest raid by to see if anything more on that. But Akaponim, that's what we're holding over here. And Mitzvah, next year we'll start from the new Mishnah.